I'm from Pakistan, a province called Balochistan. Lived all my life there. Brought up in Quetta, one of the capital city of Balochistan. And did all my education back home, except my Master in Business Administration, which I did in London. So I did graduation from Pakistan, came over here in mid-90s, did my MBA. And at present, I'm living in Birmingham, working for Barclays Bank as Assistant Vice President for Barclays Business and International Trade. I'm married. My wife worked for Birmingham City Council, and I've got three lovely girls. I remember trying to write down my name, and that's the memory I remember the first. You know, when you go to school and do things, so the first thing was how to write my correct name.
Okay.
So that's what I remember. I haven't seen my grandfather. My grandfather passed away just a year before I born. So I haven't met him, but I have known through my father and my eldest brother and my mother that about my forefathers and grandfather, great-grandfather. My father, yes, my father is always there for me, and he always been there for me. He supported me in both ways. He supported me in education, supported me to bring up rightly and to in my sports. I was a sportsman back home. I was an athlete for the province. So I learned, I run for province, Balochistan, represent Balochistan to national level. My record for 400 meter was 50.4 seconds.
That's incredible.
That's for 400 meters. And I did run 800 meter as well, which was 1 minute and 57 seconds. So my father always supported me in sports, educational, outdoor activities. He was a sportsman himself, and he wanted me to highly qualified. He did. He studied up to graduation, so he wanted me to not stop at graduation, to go for a professional education, and that's how he supported me to come over to UK and do my master's. My forefathers came from Afghanistan. My great-grandfather, Dost Mohammad Khan Tohi, he was a merchant over there. And then he expanded his business to British India at the time, which is now split into Pakistan and India. So he traded, he went to Karachi in 1870. And then the Afghanistan government made him commercial trade agent in 1897-98. There were only few of them to become a commercial trade agent to export, increase the exports and imports between the subcontinent, within the subcontinent, Afghanistan and the other countries. I'm the first generation, yes. I'm the first generation to come over to England. There was nobody here. I had an idea because the family was highly educated. We used to have access to satellite television back home. My father has arranged that for us to watch foreign movies, soaps, and all those sort of things. So I had an idea how Western life is. However, it is something when I came here, I experienced a bit different than that. Back home, father used to earn and we used to eat. Here I have to work a bit as well to do my just day-to-day expenses. Though my father supported me through all education fees and everything, but it was a bit different and difficult as well. Lived in London for quite a while. I didn't feel it until unless 9/11 happened. I think it was a biggest turning point for myself. Why in London? I lived in Dagenham, Rumford. Didn't realize it. The area will be bad or good. You go anywhere, you just live and you do whatever you do. You don't harm anybody else. Nobody will do anything to you. So. Neighborhood was really good as well, but what scared me when I walked through from the bus station to my house, I was newly married as well, so seeing people shouting at me and swearing at me, so it was a bit scary at the time. And then got a job here in Birmingham. Birmingham was okay. I feel, yes, it is dominance of different communities in different areas. But overall, it is a different city as compared to London. And they are more multicultural. They are more mixed. I think I must use a word. They have more strong bonding between each other here as compared to, I would say, London. I always oppose things like this when I'm filling a form and they says who you are. Mm. Once you give me identity as a British citizen, then I'm British citizen. So you don't, you know, take me different than anybody else. But they do say you have to fill it in and say who you are. So I consider, according to that, I'm Pakistani British. I'm proud of being a Pakistani, and I'm proud British as well. But the only issue is that you don't differentiate on those forms each other. To be very honest, I don't feel I'm in a foreign country. The amount of nationalities are here, different nationalities, South Asians, I say, they are Pakistanis, Indians, Sri Lankans, Bangladeshis, and Eastern Europeans are coming here as well. So it's like a home, I think, for me. I have been invited to a different organization's meetings, especially with the Pakistani community. It feels me that I'm at home. So I don't feel different over here. South Asian men should do more to make it more better, the society and community. We are doing a lot of things. As I said to you, when I was... I didn't have any influence in the community. I couldn't do anything. I used to think about the education system. And plus to educate our kids. Some of Pakistanis which are who came in the 60s and they stuck in that era. And some of other South Asians who came in those eras. It took them very long to integrate with the society. Whereas in today's world, it's like a global village. You know about everyone, whether you live here or in any other country. So it's much, much easier to adopt things as compared to 1960s or 70s or even before that. There needs to be more open for everyone, the South Asian community or the men, you probably said. Yeah, more open.